Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Refreshed at the Oasis.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done according to your word. And here we are, in the week 5 of our own Lenten journey, a path paved with our annual practice of prayer, penance, and sacrifice. Today, we pause at what is sometimes referred to as our Lenten oasis, the Annunciation of the Lord. The oasis reference comes from an expectation of ease on Lenten fasting and penance. I'd like to suggest it be a different oasis for us today. Might we allow the delicate, precious witness of this young Miriam of Nazareth to penetrate our disciple minds, hearts, and souls, so to reinvigorate our next steps as we turn the bend, soon to be arriving in the midst of the holiest of weeks. This oasis offers a repositioning of what is important as we complete this year's journey to Jerusalem. At this oasis, coming into focus are the priorities of presence and availability. Simply being there, simply being here. At this oasis, our ears hear, The Lord is with you. And the reality sinks in and envelops our own wondering, our own confusion as we look at our times and our days and what we know the disciple must do. How can this be Where are you? What do you mean? And with clearer ears, after these last 5 weeks of prayer, penance, and sacrifice, we hear God ask us, will you? Will you? The question comes to each of us. As war rages in the Middle East, as personhood is replaced throughout the world with definition of commodities, and as our own earth struggles to breathe, again, God asks us, will you journey to Jerusalem? Accompany my son to Gethsemane, Golgotha? For I will meet you in the garden, near the open tomb. I will call your name, for nothing will be impossible with God. And so, friends, we stand up. We stand to take our next steps to Jerusalem with our hearts, minds, souls, and even our feet and legs reinvigorated by this Annunciation oasis. And together, we reply, here am I, just as I am, bearer of your word for the life of the world.